Tucson upgrades to smart electric grids. MasterCard is planning for a crypto future. United Arab Emirates and China reach planet Mars. And back to basics with what is an operating system. All that and more next on the Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, episode 32. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice. And we post all of our shows on the computerdoctorshow.com along with bonus content. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We have an insightful show today. Electric grids in Arizona might change how power is managed for APS since refrigerator stoves, washing machines, and other appliances are connecting to the internet now. The power company might be able to adjust your power consumption of your appliances during peak times. How is this type of electrical synchronizing work? We're going to be talking to our Arizona Corporation Commission a bit later in the show. But first, our top tech news stories for this week. The United Arab Emirates and China joined the Mars Orbiter Club. Currently occupied by the United States, Russia, India, and the European Union, at the UAE vessel called Hope entered the planet Mars orbit just 4 days ago on February 9th, 2021, and China orbiter entered Mars orbit 3 days ago on February 10th, 2021. This mission is the first for the United Arab Emirates on an interplanetary mission. The Hope orbiter, that it's called, the Hope orbiter, will diligently observe the planet Mars atmosphere, both upper and lower portions, track the characteristics of things such as temperature, humidity, and dust levels for an entire Martian year. That's 687 Earth days, or a little less than 2 Earth years. Regularly painting a global picture of atmospheric conditions every 2 weeks, planet Mars has a total of 16 orbiters / satellites now. The world is getting more and more crypto. At least MasterCard thinks so, along with its many banks preparing for cryptocurrency options in the future. MasterCard states it will be supporting crypto on its networks later this year. Not all digital currencies will be used, only selected ones that have tight security measures already in place. Financial institutions are interested in crypto because that's where the money is going. And not that they're encouraging people to switch to blockchain, but they're only providing more options to their consumer base. The Computer Doctor Show is looking for cryptocurrency users for a future interview segment. Twitter will be offering a tip option to its social media platform to respond to YouTube's Patreon product to encourage subscription-based content to diversify its revenue. The CEO feels that the feature will allow its users to make money, and Twitter will be able to expand its advertising abilities as well. By providing an economic incentive for creating unique content, more users will become more engaged and pay or tip to see locked content. Currently, Twitter makes money through its advertising channels on its own platform, but you can expect the tipping feature to appear on the platform later this year. Again, something else that moves to a subscription as a service. Now we're going to turn to our first segment, and we're going to be talking about how electricity may be used in the future right here in Arizona. It involves your home appliances, such as your refrigerator, your washing machine, HVAC systems being synchronized to your utility company for peak and off-peak times, and for the use of batteries to reduce the load of peak time demand. A first of its kind, anywhere for a third party to aggregate control of the energy use from your smart appliances. On the phone with us today to discuss this budding technology and how it can save homeowners money on energy is the chairwoman of the Arizona Corporation Commission, Commissioner Leah Marquez Peterson. It's good to have you on the show again.
Well, thanks, Aaron, for having me. Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you for being taking time on a Saturday to be with us. So what can you tell us about this new technology and how can it save people money on their energy bills?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an exciting new tariff, I guess I'll call it. And let me back up by just explaining a little bit to your listeners our electric grid so they can kind of get an idea of what direction we're going at the commission with APS, which is the largest electric utility service in Arizona. It's based in the Phoenix area primarily. But the electric grid is a network of transmission lines and substations, transformers, poles, and wires that deliver electricity from the power plant to all of our homes and businesses. Many may know this was built in the 1890s, and it's improved upon as technology has advanced through each decade. Fast forward to today, we are in the process of building throughout the nation a smart grid, which means, in essence, that it allows for two-way communication between the utility and the customers. In other words, different aspects of the grid are connected to the Internet. And this really provides an unprecedented opportunity to move the energy industry into a new era of reliability, affordability, efficiencies that will really contribute to Arizona's economic and environmental health. And there are a lot of benefits to a smart grid. What you were referencing earlier in your introduction was a first-of-its-kind-in-the-nation proposal that I was very proud to lead here in Arizona, specifically with APS in the Phoenix market and beyond where they serve, to provide an aggregation tariff. And what that means is that this would be a rate that they're currently working to put together with stakeholders that would help reduce the total cost to the grid and shift the time of energy used and reducing the amount of energy needed during the most expensive times of day by allowing aggregators or companies that are pulling together a lot of these smart new technologies so that folks can utilize those to save money. The goal here is to have customers save money at the most expensive times of day and determine a way in which they can utilize things like smart thermostats, connected water heaters, connected pool pumps, Energy Star appliances, home energy monitoring devices, batteries. We're seeing a lot of new technology, and we yet hadn't had a way in which to implement this in the state, and APS is going to tackle this for the very first time, and my hope is to expand this to other utilities throughout the state in the near future. But it really is time to move forward with an interconnected smart grid.
Now, prior to, what people are doing now to save money on the electric bill is, like, if they have a large HVAC system or a large thing that draws energy during the middle part of the day, is they'll actually have someone, they'll actually shut off their air conditioning in the middle of the day, you know, and then they'll turn their appliances back on, after off peak time. The same thing with doing their laundry and, you know, things like that. So this is basically doing that same thing, but possibly, since you mentioned that two-way communication with the smart Energy Star devices, now they'll have a two-way communication with the energy grid.
Absolutely. Right? And as an example, like, I live here in Tucson, so I have Tucson Electric Power, which doesn't yet have this ability. So I have a Nest smart thermostat on my wall in my house that I can control with an app on my phone and manually turn it up, turn it down, you know, put certain parameters in place to keep my kids controlled with the air conditioner. And then I use a time of use plan. That means that I use electricity, and then from 3 to 7, I try to greatly reduce my use of energy because that's the most expensive time during the day. Because as you can imagine, the solar energy and other, primarily the solar energy doesn't run in the evening. So we use other types of energy to fuel our homes and our businesses and so on. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it manually here. The goal, with this first aggregation tariff in the APS territory is to have this us be interconnected where it's something that we can choose to have this two-way communication with the utility to really help us control our energy use and to save money.
Okay, we have a caller, our good friend of ours, Charles Heller. Charles, are you there?
Oh, great.
You have a question?
Yes, I do. Leah, thank you so much for your hard work in public service. I really appreciate your energy, and I've known you for a long time, and you have a heart for service. There are some of us out here who would really prefer not to have two-way communication. Those of us who, for instance, have refused the RFID meter. And for those of us who would like to prohibit and only for ourselves, not for everybody, for those of us who would like to stop any two-way communication, what process or protection is there in place for those of us who want to prohibit that transmission from two-way transmission from our houses?
Yeah, thank you, Charles, and thanks for calling in. That's a great question. This is entirely voluntary. So even right today, APS, which again is the big utility up in Phoenix, has a program in which they can help control just your thermostat. So drop it a couple of points if you want to be on a special program they have. But again, that's totally voluntary. This is really expanding that to the ability for private companies, aggregators we're calling them, who pull together all these different smart devices to really provide it as a toolbox, I guess, for consumers and small businesses that want to engage. But again, totally voluntary. People do not need to participate at all so that if they don't want to have that kind of connection to the utility.
And they don't have to save money if they don't want to either.
Right. Yeah, well, some people enjoy driving the thermostat down to make it colder in their house. But what I'm saying is there any future protection built into this so that if they make it a non-voluntary program, there's a way that the consumer could say, no, thank you, and I'll listen to my answer on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Charles. Really, your best protection is realizing that, you know, the five of us that are Arizona Corporation Commissioners are elected. We represent the entire state. That's an important opinion and perspective to express to all five of us. So if that were to ever come about, we realize that there are a number of people in Arizona who don't want to be connected. And it's something then that we could ensure that it would not be mandated on homes throughout a particular territory. I think that's a reason why it's important to have elected commissioners.
Right. And, you know, so many people are going to be interested in that because of this privacy thing. People get very, very nervous whenever there's two-way communication outside of their house that they may not even be aware of that may be happening. It just makes people nervous. We have, looks like we have two more callers here. Our line's starting to blow up a little bit. We have Wayne on line two. Did you have a question?
Yes, this is Wayne. And Leah, I appreciate everything you do at the commission. It's one of the areas of government I'm not really super familiar with. One of the things that concerns me about the increasing exposure of our utility lines and power grid to the internet is the increased vulnerability to hacking. And it seems like the more connected we are, the more vulnerable we are. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, and that's a good point, Wayne. I'm part of a national organization called NARUC, National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners, because there are about 200 of us across the nation. And we just had a workshop this week on cybersecurity. There was a threatened wastewater plant in Florida, and as they were able to stop anything bad from happening, thank goodness, that information and data quickly crossed the nation to all the commissioners so that we could have a conversation about cybersecurity, and we have previously, but continue that conversation. So actually, we have a commission meeting on the 18th, so later this week, and on our agenda is to review what happened in Florida with that wastewater treatment plant, and then also determine how are we prepared and what we need to be doing to make sure that not just our wastewater, but we regulate water and gas and electricity, railroad and pipeline safety, you know, really the infrastructure throughout the state. We need to ensure that all of that is secure and safe from terrorist acts or other things like that. So that's certainly top of mind. It's a good question, Wayne.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne, for calling in. We have another caller coming in, but we have to take a quick commercial break. Not sure if we lost him there. Leah, if you can just stay on the line, we're going to continue this conversation right after the break. Our open line still 520-790-2040 for your questions on that interview. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, KVY 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this quick break. Don't go away.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. We're going to be continuing our conversation of the first of its kind anywhere for a third-party aggregate system to control the energy use from your smart appliances and your Energy Star devices. On the phone with us today to discuss and continue that budding technology, Leah Marquez-Peterson. And we actually have a question from Mark on line two. Mark, are you there?
Yes, thanks for having this representative on for
sure.
The energy. Anyway, Leah Marquez-Peterson. So also, well, I think the current off-peak time right now is 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. is off-peak at this time. It goes back to the summer, mm-hmm. sometime in March maybe. But anyway, what are you all doing to protect our state grid and also try to protect the national grid in the event of when we have another Carrington event or another, or if we have a man-made EMP strategically placed in the upper atmosphere over the United States, maybe four of them would wipe out our entire electrical grid. And if we had a solar EMP, it'll wipe out the worldwide electrical grid. So what are we doing to avoid, you know, to be able to withstand that? What hardening is being done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good question. Thank you. And we've had national conversations, and then in Arizona, we've had experts come in to speak to us. We need to do more. So we have a conversation that we as a commission are having with our staff actually next week on the 18th to talk about the situation that happened in Florida with the wastewater plants and cybersecurity issues and what kind of risks we have in Arizona. Each of the utilities has their own secure plan, whether that's Tucson Electric Power, or Southwest Gas, or APS in Phoenix. But we need to do as much as we can to ensure that we have the technology in place also to handle any kind of data breach or safety alerts or things that would provide more information or data as a state to one body so that we can understand what's occurring throughout the state and the region. But there's always more that can be done.
Yeah. This is not a data breach incident. This is a man-made thing or a natural thing from the sun. And we had that Carrington event back in 1859 that wiped out all, whatever electronic communications there were. At that time, it was telegraph. The telegraph lines became light bulb filaments and burned up, and the railroad tracks heated up so much that it burned up the wooden railroad ties in a lot of places. And so what will happen is with a Carrington-type event or an EMP from nuclear weapon in the upper atmosphere, it will wipe out all electric grids. Everything will be not operable. I mean, the whole electrical grid will go down for years, and hundreds of millions of people will die. What are we doing to harden that, our systems against that?
I think this system is actually going to prevent more things like that from happening, because it's smartly redirecting power during periods of time that it would be better served. I think that's the idea.
We cannot do that. That's not going to solve this problem. We have to shield the components that will be taken out. All modern vehicles will be not operable. All electronics, your computers, anything that you have a chip in it is going to be dead.
A lot of cars are going all electric, right? Yeah. So I pretty much do appreciate your comments, Mark. Thank you very much for the question. It's definitely something for us to think about there. But as we're starting to wrap up things, Leah, there's a few more things that a few more questions about, you know, just to give people the understanding, this is an opt-in only service, right?
Correct. And it's only in Arizona public service territory at this time. They are putting the tariff or the rate together right now. So we have asked all the stakeholders to come to the table with APS, which operates in Phoenix and Douglas and Yuma and Prescott, so not in the Tucson area. But we asked them to come together and propose this tariff, this rate to us by April 1st. And so we have not seen the final determination. If there's anyone listening to the show right now who is in this industry, who could be an aggregator of smart technology, love for them to weigh in. They just need to email me through our website at azcc.gov. But it's something that's exciting, and we've had a lot of national attention from other companies and stakeholders and utilities who are interested in what we're doing here in Arizona.
Okay, just to address the other thing about things being hacked in the future. So, any time that there's something new that's out there, okay, there's always a first generation, and then they find out all the bugs, and then there's a second generation, and then things will always get fixed in the future. This is a budding technology, like the article that had mentioned, which is what we're responding to this afternoon. This is a budding technology. It is cutting edge. It's the first of its type to be implemented or even entertained. We have one more caller. We have just enough time for one more question. We have Gary on line two again.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. For your guest, is this project going to be entailing expanding infrastructure, such as adding transformers?
Thank you. No, the idea is to utilize the technology that's existing and be prepared for future technology, that is, items that can be placed in consumers' homes, like the thermostats and the Energy Star appliances and so on, that could be interconnected with the grid. So it's the idea at this point is not to add any additional infrastructure.
But it's really just to control the energy consumption of appliances. The HVA systems, you know, your washing machine, things that you have in the house that consume a lot of power during the peak hours. So basically this third-party aggregator would be able to control when that thing kicks on, per se.
Yeah, and it's really about the load shifting. So if you think of the high peak time when it costs us the most to utilize the energy and we need additional sources at that point, can we shift the load to a different time of day? Things of that nature that would really help regarding energy and capacity and demand reduction.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Gary, for that question. Just to wrap things up, on the 18th, you had mentioned, Leah, about this meeting regarding what happened at the wastewater plants in Florida.
Yeah. We have a meeting, and folks can watch online if they'd like and be able to hear exactly what we're saying or read the minutes later, whatever they prefer. And again, our website is azcc.gov. Our photos are there also, the five commissioners, again, that we are elected statewide. So you can click on any of our names and send us an email if you have further input or we couldn't get to your question today.
Okay. Sorry, we have no more time for our caller that's calling in right now. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. We want to encourage you to listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice. We're always running out of time, but if you want to be a sponsor, give us a ring at thecomputerdoctorshow.com. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.